50 years. From those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
Hello, and welcome everybody to Hourglass Brides. My name is Dr. Kevin, and you may or may not have been listening to my show earlier, the Dr. Kevin Show, which is at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on OM Times, every Thursday, so just a couple of hours, 3 hours earlier than Dame Nicole. I have come in at the last minute to be your guest host today. And I want to welcome you to Hourglass Brides. Nicole had a private issue that came up, and she asked me about 12 minutes ago if I could step in and do tonight's show for her. And Nicole actually used to be on my radio station, DKRN.FM, before we became part of OM Times. And Nicole and I are old friends, and I immediately said, anything I can do to help you out. So I want to welcome you to OM Times and welcome you to Hourglass Bride. And again, my name is Dr. Kevin. And as we are doing today's show, if there are any questions you have for me or things that you would like to share with our listening audience today, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. That's facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. And go there, post a comment. I'm going to create a place for you to post it right now. And then you can feel free to write your comments there. Tell me what you'd like to know, and I will be more than happy to answer your questions or anything else. So I'm putting it right there on facebook.com/mydrkevin. And it's going to say Hourglass Brides questions here. And we look forward to all questions, anything you want to know. So many of you may or may not be familiar with me, but I have had a full-time practice for going on to 26 years now, starting in January, as a spiritual coaching counselor, as a synergetic catalyst. Melding together the worlds of spiritual, human growth and development, and business, because my first degrees were in business and psychology. Putting it together and coming back to that human element as the core element every time. When I work with a small or medium-sized business to help them expand, move forward, launch, franchise, I always start with, what was the vision and mission statement of your soul? And from that place of a vision and mission statement of your soul, then we make sure that we either course correct or adjust or blow out the business that is going to help your soul do what it's here to do and be profitable. So taking that kind of business sense as well as that spiritual understanding of how the world works, and that each of us came here to do something, to be someone, to accomplish. We are a gift to the world. And as a gift to the world, the more we become us, the more we give that gift to the world. Now, some of you may be saying, well, what does this have to do with Hourglass Brides and happily ever after? Well, also in my practice for, again, almost 26 years, I have worked with multi-generation families, couples. I have helped couples who were mismatched in a very loving and harmonious way, end a relationship and move on, and even continue to work with those couples as individuals till they found the right match, until they found the person who they were better in tune with. No good guys, no bad guys. And in fact, recently, just this week, I had dinner with somebody that I've been working with over 25 years, or been working with over 22 years, I should say, sorry, and help this individual get out of a bad marriage that just didn't work for him or his wife, help him understand what he needed to and the shifts and changes he needed to do. And when he brought a new woman in his life, we went on and we worked together And then I ended up being blessed to ask to marry them. And I actually performed their wedding ceremony. And they've been together for 15 years now. And I just had dinner with them. And, you know, that is, happily ever after is an evolving concept. So again, my name is Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. You can find out more about me at My Dr. Kevin. I may be having, I've reached out to a couple people, and I may have a guest or two come on later in the show if they're available. But for right now, we're just going to talk a little bit about happily ever after. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships and what relationships mean. So let's start with this concept of happily ever after. Because, you know, it's very interesting that a lot of times happily ever after we have as something that just happens. You get the glass slipper. You find the prince or princess. You are the prince or the princess. And maybe you're a princess looking for a princess or a prince looking for a prince. It doesn't make any difference because it's all about love. And so we kind of get this thing that somehow when you look at each other deeply and go, oh, I love you, I'm in love with you, that somehow it all becomes perfect. The violins come up, the lights go down. Now, for those of you who have seen Into the Woods, a wonderful show, there is that part of Act Two, after Happily Ever After. And so over the next two or three sections, we're going to talk a little bit about how do we keep the happy in Happily Ever After? How do we deal with being in love? And how do we deal with falling out of love? And how do we fall back in love? So that's what tonight's show is going to be about. It's going to be about Happily Ever After. It's going to be about you and how do you create your own Happily Ever After. And one of the things is that you can't be part of a Happily Ever After couple if you can't if you can't manage to be a Happily Ever After self. You know, so the first thing we're going to talk about is the myth that somebody else completes you. Somebody else completes you. You know, the first thing is nobody else completes you. You need to find completion within yourself. As I used to tell my clients that, you know, you aren't looking for the eggs or the flour or the water or the flavoring or the sugar or whatever for the cake. You have all of those ingredients. You have to own them. You have to decide what flavor your cake is. When you have a good relationship, it's the icing. It's that piece in between the layers of you and the layers of them. And so some of that is understanding that when you come to the table as a cake and they come to the table as a cake, you get to be their icing and they get to be your icing. But you have to come as the cake. You can't come and say, hey, I need your eggs. Well, maybe they need their eggs. And then suddenly there is this power differential of, oh, who loves who more? Or, well, I needed your eggs, but you needed my oil. Well, you needed my sugar. Well, you needed my this. And that's the kind of tug of wars that tear relationships apart. So the first myth we want to bust to set you upon happily ever after is that you need somebody to complete you. You need to complete yourself. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I'm going to type it in facebook.com/mydrkevin. And if you want to come and do this homework assignment, because I am famous for my homework. In fact, one of my books, Combing the Mirror and Other Steps in Your Spiritual Path, which you can get on Amazon, every chapter has a homework assignment because information without application is useless. So the first homework assignment is, what kind of cake are you? What kind of cake are you? And is there something that you need to get that's not somebody else to complete your cake? So sometimes there's a certain experience we need to get, a certain place we need to get to, some issue we may need to resolve, some relationship we need to bring into balance that we need to do to be able to move forward. So, and have some fun with this. Homework should actually be fun. And you should kind of think about that and go, well, what kind of cake am I? And what would I need to be a complete cake? Where do I feel incomplete? And remember, can't be a person. Can't be a person. It can be a relationship you need to bring in order. That's different. So there is your first homework assignment. To start to move to what I need to do if I want to have happily ever after. So you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and you can start that homework assignment and see where that leaves you. When we get back after our next break, we're going to talk about, well, what happens when your cake is ready and the icing shows up? And what does it mean for you to be the icing on somebody else's cake? So that's what we're going to be looking at when we get back. Again, Dame Nicole Brandon had a personal family emergency tonight and at the last minute asked me, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. Well, you can find me everywhere on the web or at a website at mydrkevin.com to fill in tonight. Normally my show is at 6 p.m., the Dr. Kevin Show, Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Times Radio. Om Times Radio, where we're changing the world one om at a time. And so as we go through the rest of this process of the happily ever after and what you can do to move happily ever after, and maybe some of this, maybe you say, hey, I'm 5 years into a relationship. What do I do then? And we'll be right back.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. I bet you've been listening to silence because I just realized my mics was off. Oh, my. So welcome back to Hourglass Bride. And nobody sent me a message and told me. I am so sorry. So we're going to try to move really fast to get everything that we just said in the last 7 or 8 minutes into the last 6 minutes. So first of all, remember, the first thing is my name is My Dr. Kevin. I am here replacing Dame Nicole Brandon because she had a private emergency at the last minute. In the last minute, I have stepped in. Our question tonight is, how do I create happily ever after one step at a time? Please come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. When you come there, you're going to see I'm writing some homework assignments. The homework assignment for the first section was, what kind of cake are you? Because you need to come to the table as a full cake. You can't be looking for somebody else. And is it something you need to do to be a complete cake? And it can't be the other person. You need to come as a complete cake. And then when you come at the table as a complete cake and somebody else comes as a complete cake, then you start to see you get to be each other's icing. And that's the fun part. You get to be that sweet nibbly bit. You get to be that part of it where you get to add to, not complete their life. You get to be that beautiful add-on package that makes their already complete life go on steroids. And so from this, we're talking about the fact that a lot of times there's a lot of things that people will ignore when they're first falling in love. Again, if you come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, I have these homework assignments here for you to look at and think about. Because when you first come out and you first come on to into a relationship, we will kind of like, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it. And the bottom line is actually you need to. It's when you're early on, when the pheromones are up, when the chemistry in the brain is like the Radio City Rockette dancers and they're going, one singular sensation and it's you. That's the time when you can negotiate a little bit. That's the time when you can say, I love the fact that you're so attentive, but you may be a little bit more attentive than is comfortable for me. But I love the fact that you're attentive. There are ways to put things. Whereas maybe they like to text 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, and you go, oh, I don't have the time for that. I mean, I'm thrilled that they're thinking of me, but to them it feels needy. To you, you may be trying to communicate that they crossed your mind and you just want to share some little thing with them. But one of the things that will kill a happily ever after very quickly is unagreed upon expectations. So you've got to talk about those things. And, you know, as someone who's just gone back, I mean, I'm out in the dating world right now, and I will start dating somebody, and I try to establish early on, like, you know, hey, you know, like, I like to text good morning when I've started to date somebody and it's getting a little serious. I like them to wake up and know that I woke up and I was thinking of them. For some people think that feels stalkish, or it feels like a responsibility. But you need to have those conversations. This could be the great love of your life, and you could let it slip through your fingers because you just don't want to say anything. Or you don't want to come across in a certain way. If they're not going to be able to handle the full you, then they're not going to be able to handle the full you. And if you're not going to be able to handle the full them, then you're not going to be able to handle the full them. So you want to start the communication up front early. What really works for you? What works for you best? And you know what? Whether you're looking for your prince or your princess, whether you're a prince looking for your prince and a princess looking for your princess, or a princess looking for your prince or whatever, don't care. Don't make them not talk about their past. That's your insecurity. That's your issue. You actually want to hear about their past. You want to hear what worked and what didn't work. You want to understand how they've evolved as a person. You should be able to share how you evolved as a person. You know, unless you're 12 or 13, nobody's coming to you shiny and new, with no past, no baggage, no, you know, heartbreak. It's not realistic. But, you know, there's the old, I love the old line out of our Carly Simon song, there's more room in a broken heart. And I know the line's been around longer than that Carly Simon song, but that's what I always think about. So you want to share. You want to know. You want them to be comfortable to share. You want to know that they're with you now. And if you really feel like they're in love with somebody else, then what are you doing with them? And are they in love with somebody else, or are you just insecure? So our homework assignment for the second segment is, what are you likely to ignore in the early stages of a relationship? And how can you best communicate need for change? So talk about it. During those lovely little fluffy, cuddly times at the beginning, don't be afraid to have some serious conversations. They don't have to all be serious. They don't have to all be heavy. But just bring them up. Find a way to get to understand them and to communicate yourself without it coming across like, oh, well, you know, I basically just pinned you that, you know, hey, I've known you for 3 months and we're spending the rest of our life together just in case you didn't know. So, hey, here's the checklist. Don't do that. You can try.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, 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 and I want to welcome you back to Hourglass Brides. My name is Dame Nicole Brandon. Oh, wait a second, that's not my name. My name is Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. Just call me Dr. Kevin. You may come listen to me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday, just 3 and a half hours earlier than this right here on OM Times. Dame Nicole had a last-minute emergency today and asked me just before the show if I could step into place and host the show, and Dave, Nicole, and I are old friends, and I was more than happy to help her out and to share this hour with you, her listeners. If you want to know more about me, you can go to mydrkevin, mydrkevin.com. Every morning I put out a morning coffee where I do a musing and inspirational message. If you follow me on Instagram or Pinterest or Twitter, at mydrkevin, mydrkevin, you can see what my morning message is with a whole little thing of pictures I put together and my inspiration or my question for the day to make you think. If you would like to be part of the dialogue today on the show, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N, where I am writing out the homework that I'm giving you guys. And you can also ask questions and comment, as we had Jen Mosaic Coffee comment when I asked the question, what kind of cake are you? In our first section, we talked about, you know, don't look for somebody to complete you, because our conversation today is about how to live happily ever after. It is You're not looking for somebody to complete you. You need to come to the table complete. You're looking for somebody else to be your frosting and for somebody else to come to the table complete so you can be their frosting. In the next segment, which got started a little late because we had a little mic issue, we talked about, you know, that early on as you come together and that that frosting gets all kind of ooey and gooey and lovey and all those pheromones and hormones and everything else and brain chemistry is just zipping off the charts because you're falling in love. It's the perfect time to communicate something that may not work for you or a boundary you need to set to make sure that any expectations on both your parts are agreed to by the other one and what those would look like. So homework assignment question two, what are you likely to ignore in the early stages of a relationship? And how can you best communicate the need for change? If you are in the early stages, look and say, what did I didn't, you know, it's not a big deal. But if you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, sometimes that becomes a big deal after the first blush goes off the rose or the 10th blush goes off the rose. Because if you're going to be in a lifetime relationship with somebody, the rose is going to lose its blush every now and then. Just be realistic. So now we're going to move on into this segment is as the relationships comes together and maybe you moved a little bit past that first in love and getting to know each other. And now you're starting to talk about building a life together. So you're in the life building stage. So the first thing is you have to look and both put out what are my expectations of the relationship, of myself, of you, of this life that we're going to create. And don't say you don't have any, because we all do. We have to just own them. We're human. And so what are my expectations of you, me, the relationship, and the life we're trying to build together, and the life we are building together? Now, of course, this is when you have decided that you really want to try to build a life together. I wouldn't say, you know, hey, let's talk about this on our third date. But this is a place where, hey, we're talking living together, or we're talking marriage, we're talking happily ever after. And I don't care whether you're a prince going after a princess going after a princess, a prince going after a princess going after a prince. I don't care. Love is love is love. And relationships are all fabulously hard and hardly fabulous when you don't do them right. But they can be absolutely out of this world amazing when you do. So as you're going into this relationship and as you start to have this communication, make the list of the expectations and be honest with yourself. What do I expect? And don't make any assumptions. You know, I've had a practice for almost 26 years now as a spiritual coaching counselor and a synergetic catalyst. And whether it's working with two people who want to go into business together as business partners, or two people who want to come together for their second marriage or their first, or to build a family or to live happily ever after. Whatever the situation is, when we come into a form where we are creating two people that are going to have a jointly invested relationship that, you know, is beyond just a simple friendship, there's work that needs to be done. Depending, the more interlaced, and here's the word, interdependent, the relationship is, the more important the communications are. And some of these communications have to start with questions that as things start to come up that may trigger a little bit, that may rub you the wrong way, that may have some kind of something going on and you're not sure about it, that you're willing to bring that up and you're willing to talk about it. But you're also willing to ask questions like, well, what do you mean by that? Not, what do you mean by that? Hopefully you heard the difference in my voice. But when you say this, this is what I think of, or this is what this means to me. Is that what you meant? Never be afraid to ask for clarification. Never be afraid to put out what you think they meant for verification instead of assuming, especially if it's something that doesn't settle well with you. If you're not sure, it's always better to ask. Earlier today, I've been helping some friends that just opened a store in Newington, New Hampshire, called Shaman's Dreams Gifts in the Foxhorn Mall in Newington, New Hampshire. And I'm there and I'm helping them out. I'm doing readings there a couple of days a week for them, something which I haven't done in a dog's age. But I'm happily there and also helping them some with the staff in the store and things like this because they're old friends. For those of you that listen to my show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays, you know I spent the summer in England and I'm in the fall for the New England. And then when the wind blows again, we'll see where Dr. Kevin lands. But being here, I was, a staff person I was asking a question to and they said, oh, I don't think so. And I said, well, you know, we're never going to know if we don't look, aren't we? So often we're willing to dismiss things. Now, of course, obviously the staff person and I are not trying to live happily ever after. But still, communication is at the core of so much. And in a happily ever after relationship, communication is the key. Now, there is a difference between happily ever after and ever after in prison. Remember the old joke, you know, marriage is a great institution, but who wants to be in an institution? Yuck, 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 yuck. You don't want your marriage to feel like an institution. Like you're stuck there, like it's prison cell, like you have no choice. So if you want to live happily ever after, you have to be able to listen actively and question before you assume, and then do it all and listen to everything that's said. Give yourself a second to think about it and maybe even repeat it back to make sure it's clear to you. And then take some ownership if you know that maybe it's irritating you. And maybe you need to look at why it's irritating you. Some part of it could have to do with them, but I'll guarantee some part of it has to do with you. So as we're moving into this building a relationship together and communication becomes more important, and we start to look at what is interdependence. Independence is, hey, there's you and me and we share an address and a bed and, you know, and maybe a checking account, but you go your way, I go mine. And when we cross, we have a hell of a good time, hopefully. And then there's codependence. I can't do anything without you. My cake wasn't complete till you got there. If you leave, you take your eggs and my cake is non-existent. Wham, 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 wham. Either side. Doesn't make any difference. It's that feeling as if life cannot continue without them. So, what we really want is interdependence. Interdependence says we have a life that functions together. And there are times at which I depend on you for things, and times which you depend on me for things, and times when we function independently. But overall, we're interdependent. Because in building a relationship together, we both have to actively participate. We have to both actively communicate, and we have to work at it. We have to stay on top of it. We just can't put it on hold. So as you're forming that, ask all sorts of questions. And, you know, and I've worked with a couple for years, and I'll say, so when you got married, when you decided to get married, did you discuss what you wanted your marriage to look like? What did you want your marriage to look like? And, you know, it's so funny because one of the first questions, sometimes I'll tease them. I'll go, so did you talk about the fact it was going to be monogamous? Well, we're getting married. We don't have to. Oh, yes, you do. Don't assume monogamy. If they didn't agree to monogamy, don't assume monogamy. There's many polyamorous people out there, and there's many people out there that feel like there's this line of, well, as long as I come home to you every night, that's monogamous. Well, you want to know that before you go in. Where, you know, especially sometimes it's so interesting if I deal with people that are bisexual. They'll be like, well, as long as you're the only woman I sleep with, as long as you're the only man I sleep with, then if I sleep with the other gender that other than you, then that's not cheating. Well, maybe you're okay with that, but maybe you're not. But that discussion never happened. There are so many things. You know, it's kind of like a legal contract. You got to look at the number of loopholes that are in there, because all a loophole is a hangman's noose that's getting ready to get pulled tight at the most inconvenience of times. So don't be afraid to discuss everything. You know, monogamy, polyamory, open relationships, children, what the living situation is. Do you want to sleep in the same bed? Do you want separate bedrooms? And please, early on in a relationship, don't be afraid to talk about if there are any sexual issues. You know, if you don't feel like you and the person you're getting ready to spend your life with have compatible sex drives in the first year, oh, you're into for so much trouble. And, you know, everybody wants to say, well, you know, it's about more than sex. Yeah, but sex is part of it. If you wanted a best friend, you could have a best friend that you shared an apartment with. You could have a best friend that you shared a bed with. Most people go into a relationship because they want a deep, intimate, sensual, sexual connection. And you should not be shying away from those conversations. I dated somebody not too long ago, and when we started to get a little bit serious, you know, the conversation came up about sex drive. And it was way incompatible. And I said goodbye. Listen to it.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world, OM Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Hourglass Brides with me, Nicole. Oh, I'm sorry, that's right, I'm not Nicole. With me, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. Dame Nicole Brandon had a personal emergency at the last minute. Everything is fine. You don't have to worry. But asked me at the last minute if I could do this show for her, which I was happy to do, and I'm thrilled to be here with you. We're talking about how do we create happily ever after. My name is Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, and you may watch my show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on OM Times, the Dr. Kevin Show. I've been giving homework assignments the whole time. If you're just joining us, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can ask questions about the stuff we're talking about how to live happily ever after, or you can get the homework assignments from the previous three segments. So, you know, we are now talking about we have built the life. We've done the communications. So And one of the things is that we talked about, you got the place, you've been riding the in love wave, you came into it, and here you are, your completed cake, you found the best flavor frosting, you were their best favorite frosting, you got to the place, you figured out what you wanted your relationship to look at, you have now settled into happily ever after, what now? Well, here's one of the things that I like to share with all of my clients. And as you've been hearing me say all show, you know, I've been a spiritual coaching counselor for almost 26 years now, as well as a synergetic catalyst. And one of the things I deal with is relationships with couples, with singles, with people who want to get in relationships, people who want to get out of relationships, multifamily, you name it, I work with all of it. So, including businesses. So from this perspective, one of the things is, we are not constantly in that high state of in love forever. Life sets in. It mellows out. It becomes, life goes on. The dailies happen. You get up every day. You have to deal with morning breath or the fact that you have to throw the clothes on the floor, or you decide to have children and there are feedings at 4 a.m. or there are job changes or there are stresses or fights with the in-laws or fights with the parents or fights with the bosses and all of this stuff. And at some point, you're in a rhythm where you kind of sort of lost touch with who's across from the kitchen table. So there are two or three things that I want you to think about. First of all, we can't stay constantly in an in-love state about the same thing, because part of the in-love state is newness. We can fall back in love with somebody. We can love somebody, but be at a stage where we're not in love with them. But that doesn't mean that the relationship still is in the happily ever after place. It can clearly still be in the happily ever after place, because there is still love there. So the more that you built the foundation earlier on, the more that you came together, the more that you created the interdependence, the more you put the communication skills into place, the more that you have come to know and understand and have expressed and listened to expectations and agreed to them or shifted them if you couldn't agree to them or if they couldn't agree to them and get stuff that works. Understand, it is human nature to fall in love. It's what we do. Sometimes we fall in love with a new author or a book. We fall in love with a movie or a restaurant, a new best friend. We fall in love with a job or a creative project. We will constantly be falling in love with something. If we're not, we'll almost get into the gray, kind of like life doesn't have any color. Because more than any other emotion, love is what gives us the colors in our life. The expansive, wild, crazy reason to live colors when things go bad. And so we always want that. The thing is to start to recognize when when the person you're with may have fallen in love with something else. And maybe even it's a someone else, but it may have nothing to do with you. Sometimes we can fall in love with a new best friend, or fall back in love with an old best friend, or a new business colleague. But it doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be intimate. It's just somebody that we suddenly like discovered, like a new penny, and we're looking at them, or they're looking at us. You know, you just joined a softball team, and you hadn't played softball for years, and suddenly you're playing softball again, or field hockey, or tennis, or you're going kayaking, and you meet a new group of people, and you just seem to have so much in common, and you enjoy spending time with them. And it's new and it's interesting. Well, when that's happening, the thing for the person who is being, quote unquote, left behind is to not get left behind. That doesn't mean you hone in and you say, hey, I have to go with you, or I have to sit on the sidelines, or I have to be in the bleachers, or whatever. You can do that if you want. Maybe you go and bring your new book that you're in love with. The secret is, if they're falling in love with something, support it. Now, obviously, if you support them falling in love with a new friend that you know that there is no romantic sexual interest between the two. That's, you know, that's a little different than if suddenly they're all gobsmacked about somebody who looked like you did 10 years ago. Well, that's a different issue. But if they've fallen in love with kayaking or, you know, parasailing or whatever, you fall in love with your stuff. But you guys need to support each other in being in love with this new adventure, this new sport, this new best friend, this new job, whatever it is. But you still find things that you share, that the two of you share, that you can still do, that you can still have together, that you can still enjoy together. And because when they can support you and get excited that you're excited, and they see that you're, that they're happy, that you're, because you're happy, they're happy. And then they go out and they find out something that makes them happy, and you're happy that they're happy. So they're happy, you're happy, you're happy that they're happy, but that happiness may not be together, but when you can support it, you will find more happiness together. And you do have to make an effort of, hey, there are things that we need to keep doing. We need to come together. We need to build the strength of our relationship. This isn't about becoming obsessed or escape, but it's about saying, hey, I think it's really great that you're really excited about this, and you've just rediscovered or discovered golf. So you go play golf Saturday morning, but Saturday night's our date night. And you can't be too tired for it. They have to be willing to compromise and say, oh yeah, absolutely. And they will have a better date night Saturday night because they get to play golf on Saturday morning and weren't made feel guilty about it. So it's supporting as each of you grow, but taking enough interest that you're not growing apart, you're growing together. You're expanding that relationship. You're building that better foundation. And that's what's important. You have the places that you still cross, that you strengthen, and that you still look for new places. And maybe, just maybe, there might be a place for you or them in something that you just fell in love with. Maybe they'll fall in love with it too. I mean, there's nothing better than to have two people in that love each other to fall in love with the same thing and be able to do it together. So this is some of the reason, this is some of the ways that you keep the happily ever after going. So the homework for the last segment is, what are the best ways for you to feel and show love, even when in love is gone? Because if you hold on to it, if you hold on and you stay together and your love deepens and you support each other and you share whatever they may be in love with in the moment, they will fall back in love with you. You will fall back in love with them. And you need to know that the in love can go up and down, but the love, when done right, only gets deeper, only gets stronger. Again, if you want these homework assignments, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. We have four homework assignments here for you to look at that in answering may help you either move forward in the relationship you have or help you be in a better place when the next relationship comes in. Help you create how to have a happily ever after, knowing that doesn't mean that there aren't bad times. That doesn't mean that there isn't in love and out of love. That doesn't mean it's always perfect. It means that it's always perfectly evolving, because you live a happily ever after when it's alive and growing and expanding. You, them, and the relationship. I want to thank you for joining me for this hour on Hourglass Brides. Dave Nicole Brandon will be back next week. I hope that when you tuned in, I wasn't too much of a disappointment for you. My name is Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. I do the Dr. Kevin Show, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights. Stop in, say hello. If you want these homework assignments, come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And if you'd like to find out more about me or some of the stuff I'm doing, go to My Dr. Kevin on any social media, MyDrKevin, and you will find me. Have a fabulous day.